Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Look, the article's out on the Athletic website, and then we've done a Twitter thread summary. We've got to verify a few of the numbers, and my editor just wants to know a bit more info about your position, just so he knows the whistleblower has access to the highest level info at the club. Do you know what I mean?
I gave you everything you need. Now fuck off, man.
What did he say?
He wants to know if I'm the real fucking deal or not.
What did you say?
You were there, Ruben, man. I said to fuck off. Come in.
Colinho, Luna deal's nearly done. They're faffing with payment options, so shut them down when they call through, alright?
Oh, great. Sell our best fucking player. Cheers. Thanks, Woody. I didn't actually get you anything for deadline day, pal. I feel bad.
Do it. I'm fucking busy out here fighting fires.
I hear there's some water in the hydrotherapy suite you could use.
What was that?
Nothing, pal.
Hey, I thought so. You're right, Ruben.
Hi, Wood. D.
Still feeling bad for stabbing these cunts in the back? Because I'm fucking not.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
A moment we never thought we'd see here on the sports desk. We've got reporters at Ashwood City to give us more on this, but Kieran Broom is currently on his way to Stamford Bridge as that huge news comes through that Chelsea are about to acquire the Ashwood City club captain services for a fee believed to be over £30 million. Let's see how things are outside the Credit Master Stadium. Ugly scenes, I think.
Word is out, and fans around the world, and most importantly here in Ashwood, have heard the news that Kieran Broom is to leave the club and sign for Chelsea.
Dave, can you turn that up, please, mate?
Certainly, Kieran, no problem.
Judging by the hostile reaction of the Ashwood City fans for the last few days, it seems their frustrations remain focused on the board and not with the Ashwood City club captain himself. As you can hear behind me, they're chanting his name.
Ah, class, lot.
What's that?
Just saying. Ashwood fans.
Best in the world, Mr. Broom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woody. Woody.
What, pal? What is it?
Huddersfield are calling me.
Well, fucking answer it.
Well, I'm the bloody chairman.
Pal, I'm on about 5 phone calls at the same fucking time.
Oh, where the fuck is Colin then? He's the sporting director.
He's shot in Luna.
Oh, fuck's sake. Okay, I'm answering it. I am answering the phone.
Yes, Sir Patrick Nolan speaking. Yeah, Ivan Lloyd. Mm-hmm. 860. 860.
Deal. Do the medical in Huddersfield, then get him here now.
Yep, yeah, we need him on site ASAP. Yeah? Okay, great, thanks.
Right. Text Dan, tell him Ivan is on his way. He'll be about 3 hours from Huddersfield. Make sure Dan doesn't go home to have dinner with his wife or play with his kids or something fucking stupid like that. He stays here, alright? He's the fucking face for Ivan and KFC. It'll mean the world to them and it'll mean done fucking deals.
Okay, will do. On it.
Woody.
What? Fucking what?
Statement on Luna. We've punched it up in the first paragraph.
What's
and the
gist? Jess, just give me the general tone.
He worships Real Madrid. We've made his dreams come true. We've made money off him. He got us Champions League and so
right,
on.
Right, great. That final paragraph, just put something about competition for his place amongst the young lads, you know? Make it sound like him leaving means some Ashwood boys can come through, you know? Ashwood through and through type bollocks.
Right, yeah.
But the basic tone is greedy foreigner out, salt of the earth youngster in. All right?
Yep, got it.
Good. Good.
Woody.
What?
Part, I want to run a potential payment structure by us.
What?
You heard what I said, man.
I'm busy here, Cole.
And then let me tell him.
Tell who what?
Porto, man.
Why are we talking to fucking Porto?
Aurelia.
Oh, don't fucking start with me, Cole. Hello. Yes. Great. Okay, thank you. Now, get him here for a medical. Now.
Who's that?
KFC's agent.
Not what we need, but okay.
Excuse me?
Who said he's not what we need?
Whatever.
Yeah, what fucking ever. Fuck you, man.
Hello? Yep. He's fucking what?
Right then.
Here we are.
Yep. Here we are. Stamford Bridge.
Stamford.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Stamford. With an N. Oh, hold on, one sec, voice note.
Yep, no problem.
Hi, mate. I know I'm going to see you soon, and that... So, look, first of all, I'm not going to say bye, okay? This message isn't for that. It's to say thanks. I never thanked you enough, you know? I think at my age, it's difficult to sort of... have male friends that you're just comfortable with. You don't have to try, and yeah, you were that. You are that. You are that. And I'll miss you around the place. I really will, buddy, but you're doing it, aren't you, mate? You're bloody doing it. This is what it's all about, isn't it? You know, life and bloody adventure. It's about being where you belong. Okay? You belong with the best. Because you are the best. On and off the pitch. Just be where you belong, Kieran. And I'll see you soon.
Cheers, mate. Thanks a lot.
All the best, Kieran. You're an Ashwood City legend, mate. You know that.
Thanks. Thank you, Dave. Bye, mate. Come on, Kieran, come on.
Hello.
Hiya. My agent should already be here.
Right, okay. Who are you?
Kieran Broom.
Kieran Broom. Yep. Okay.
I'm here to meet Graham Potter. You know, get me medical.
Oh, he's not available, I'm afraid. We are quite busy today, so the club have set you up with our junior recruitment assistants. They'll be right through.
Sorry, junior recruitment assistants?
That's right. Take a seat, Mr. Brown.
Broom. Kieran, sorry. So bloody busy today. Forgot you were even signing. But it's great to have you.
Yeah.
We're actually going to book you into an external practice for the medical. The bloody first team. A lot of using the facilities, you see, as always.
Right. Okay.
Do you know what? Don't worry about it.
Sorry, what was that?
Fuck this.
Kieran, where are you going?
Dave! Dave! Stop the fucking car! Stop the fucking car! Dave!
Oh, fucking hell.
That idiot scared the life out of him. Everything all right, Kieran?
Just go. Just go.
Go where?
Back to where I fucking belong.
Absolutely, Kieran.
Hello? Yep.
He's fucking what?
But he can't he make it into the fucking building? He'll be mobbed. Fuck me.
What's going on?
This is as close as I can get you, Kieran. I can't actually get you to the office.
Don't worry, I'll walk.
Oh,
I didn't fancy it.
Yeah,
it's good to see you too.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Out of the way! Out of the fucking way! Fuck's sake, why do I always wear fucking heels on this stupid fucking day? I'm gonna break my ankle greeting some fucking nobody from the championship. Ivan! Hi. Oh my God, it's been so long. How are you?
Oh, I'm just saying, right, if you listen carefully, it's not as pissed off as it was earlier, is it?
Massive wanker.
Pal, they're still outside, though, aren't they?
Ah, yes, but they are outside in anticipation now, you know? Yeah, like, but before they were there because they wanted to kill me. Now they want to see what we're doing next.
No, pal, this is what we're doing next. Hello! Great stuff. Okay, medical centre's open. Dan's going to come meet him in a sec.
Who's that?
The boy from Inter. KFC.
Fucking get in. Right, what's he coming in on?
£1 million fee. Not payable now. Payable in June.
Yep.
Then 30% of his wages.
Which is?
Around 28k a week, something like that.
Not fucking bad. Alright, what about Ivan?
I mean, Huddersfield are taking instalments and wages are piss. They're like 35k a week.
Jesus, Ivan, have some fucking backbone, mate.
Well, you shipped him out to China 4 years ago, so he probably doesn't even want to piss you off again, does he?
Yeah, right. So, numbers-wise, Luna off books, Kevin off books, that's 500k week-on-week reduction. Luna fee?
As in what we're getting in now, or total?
In now, to save this fucking Q1 mess.
In now, 30.
30. And the total?
56.
Right.
After about 4 years.
Okay. Not shit, not great, but not completely shit.
What do you need?
I need another big one. Akufo, what's the situation there?
He texts me about 4 o'clock saying, you are the bitch.
Right, is that a good thing?
I'm not that familiar with Ghanaian culture, but I doubt it very much. He's calling me a bitch.
But he's saying you're the bitch.
So?
You're like the bitch, you know?
Pfft, fucking hell, I don't know. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother. Bottom line is, he thinks I'm a bitch.
Yeah, he thinks you're the main bitch, though.
Oh, speaking of. Daniel!
What's going on, mate?
What's going on? Let's see, it's 6 p.m. on deadline day, wee bit frosty outside, weather ain't great either.
where's the medical team?
Ivan's already done his at Huddersfield, alright? We had a consultant sort it, pal.
Oh, is that the same for KFC?
Fuck no, not with Enter. We're doing his. Different for a loney anyway, just a once over, you know.
Then where is the medical team?
What?
I'm stood here with KFC. No one is here. All the lights are off. Woody, this is embarrassing.
What the f... Hold on. Colt! Colt, come in here a sec!
What's up?
Nothing!
Can I action the KFC tweet? It's really good, right? So, it's a video we've done. Colonel Sanders walking through Ashford,
not
right?
Not fucking now, Jess.
What do you want?
Go hunt down the medical team.
I sent them home.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
They're at home, pal. No problem.
Guys.
Oi, no year sevens allowed. Fuck off.
Don't be a dick, man.
What is up with you, honestly?
You wouldn't let people talk to the money men that way, so don't talk to the football men that way.
Oh, Ruby knows I'm joking, don't you, Ruby?
Ruben, you might want to answer.
No, he doesn't want to answer, because that's all we do is answer to Eula.
Colin, pal, whatever this is, you and I will go to the pub in about 2 and a bit hours and we'll sort it out, okay? I need the medical team back here now.
We don't need him.
Col?
Don't need who? KFC? Of course we fucking do. He's a forward.
He's not.
What the fuck is going on? Alright? Just fucking... just give it to me. Alright? Honesty. The best fucking policy.
Right. Maybe we should give Colin and Woody some space. Okay?
I don't need no space. I'm not the one playing cunt here. You lot are. Here's the honesty for you. I leaked your fucking Q1 shy. I sent the medical team home because I've been saying every day for 5 fucking weeks that KFC won't work... I've said it face to face to Alias. I told you what we needed was fucking Aurelia and you fucking ignored me.
Get him then! Fucking get him!
He signed for fucking Liverpool, you cunt! 5 minutes ago! Liverpool! Who's chasing after KFC exactly? Ruby, help me out here.
Nobody.
No fucking body. He ain't fit and he ain't no fucking good and we don't need another fucking winger!
You leaked my projections.
Yeah, I did. It was football or finance. I chose football.
You didn't fucking choose football, you fucking moron. You just told the entire footballing world that we're fucking desperate. Every offer we've had since that leak is 5, 10, 15% under what we had before.
It was a calculated risk.
Hey, this is so far above your fucking pay grade, I can't even hear you from here.
Do you want to stay in this?
Don't fucking push
him,
pal.
Enough! Enough! Get the fuck out,
Colin. Fuck off.
Get ya.
Hey, don't fucking touch her.
All right, I'll fucking touch you.
Hey, 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 hey.
Get off.
Keep your fucking nose out of shit you do not understand, Colin. All right?
This is what I understand. You get to sign a bunch of fucking super players, build a team, hire exciting managers, and then when I get to be sporting director, I get what? What? Hmm? Fucking nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Colin, look out the fucking window, mate. This place is crumbling. It's not all about you.
No, it's about him.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Oh, but fuck, what do you fucking want, mate? Apart from some fucking attention.
Oh, we're listening now, are we?
Colin.
No KFC.
Fine, fuck it. Fine.
Woody.
Fuck this.
Woody.
Fucking over it.
Woody.
Hey, it's Woody. The deal for Francis Clark is off. Let Enter know we couldn't work it out with him, all right? Ta.
Woody, just... I've done a really good social media video. Okay.
Hello?
Dan, deal's off. Send Kyle home.
Wait, what?
What else, Colin? Hey, pal, do you want a bigger desk? New laptop? Oh, wait, do you want a safe city we'll give us Erling Haaland?
Colin, go home.
I'm going to Wolverhampton, actually. I'm busy.
I said go home. Why the fuck are you going there?
To sign Paul Jones, Woody's target. Wouldn't want to disappoint the chief exec.
Bayern want Vassos. I suggest you accept. He's underperforming most centre-backs in the league, despite what most people think.
And there's word from Bayern Munich that they're confident that Angelo Vassos could make a move from Ashwood City to Bayern in time for this current transfer.
How long left until it shuts?
45 minutes.
A Kufo loan deal.
If it's Prem, it's not happening.
Marseille.
Can they afford 75% of his wages?
They've gone for 85%.
Fuck. It's quite good. Hey, fuck it. Needs fucking must.
Are you okay?
Not sure.
Patrick.
Yeah?
Could you give Woody some time off after today?
Jace.
What's up?
Look at him.
Now stop it. Come on.
I...
It's okay. It's okay. We're here.
Look. I know,
mate.
I just...
It's okay.
With the money and the staff.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. I've got it, mate. It's okay.
I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm sorry. Fucking hell, I'm really sorry. I thought I could be chief exec, you know, and I can't, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Don't be sorry, don't be fucking sorry, for
done
God's sake.
Amazing.
It doesn't fucking feel like it, you know?
She's right. Yeah, I handed you an almighty fuck-up, and you have handled it incredibly, mate, incredibly. Now, I'm sorry.
Don't you be sorry, because I feel more sorry. And
right,
fucking...
no one be fucking sorry then, just...
I'm back! Back in the Ashwood Groove! Oh, what the fuck's going on here?
Hey, Kieran, heard the news. Good to have you
Yeah,
back.
Well done, mate.
Good to see you again, pal.
You all right, Woody? Everything all right?
Hey, all right. My personal life and professional life are just a lot right now.
Patrick, give him some time off, man, for fuck's sake.
I'm gonna.
Look, if you ever want to chat, Woody, like, me and lads, we think the world of you. Like,
thank you, pal.
Don't mention it. Right, so I was thinking we should do like a social media video where I come back from the dead. Like The Undertaker. Remember when he beat Kane and he like came up from ground? That sort of thing.
But you didn't die.
I know, but it was like I did, wasn't it? For a bit.
I blew my monthly budget on a Colonel Sanders lookalike. So, how about just a picture and a statement?
Oh, what? Colonel who?
So, come on then. Why'd you walk out of Chelsea?
Just, like, well, he made a point of belonging, and I just felt like I didn't belong. It weren't right, you know?
Woody, can you answer that, please? It's probably just in a Kufo thing.
We've just said he needs to take a break.
Don't worry yourself, I got it. Hello? And yeah, like, it just got me thinking. I were at the club I support,
from 8 years old to like 24 years old, then a couple of bits on loan, then Ashwood. And it's like, I've played for the club I support, and then I moved to this place, and it became the club I love. And it's like, why do I need to put Chelsea at the end of my career like that? It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, you, everything okay?
Hey,
what is it? Oh, they're not going to pay 85%. I fucking knew it. I thought to myself, Marseille, Mar-fucking-say. They don't have any fucking money.
It wasn't Marseille.
Oh.
Who was it?
It was Man United. For Kieran. Oh.
Just looking at tomorrow's papers, this one here, Broom for one more, as Kieran Broom, that very late deadline day signing to Manchester United, confirmed by both clubs, and it looks like the talisman, the stalwart of Ashwood City Football Club, has not been exempt from this fire sale that has gone on today. Seismic movements at the Kent side that will no doubt reverberate through the fan base. And beyond.
And Angelo Vassos gone. Good fucking riddance.
Right. How much did we raise tonight then? This is like comic relief, isn't it?
Well, cash in our pockets right now. What you reckon, Paul?
We are looking at 60 million in right now. Long term, it's about 110 million.
How much off the books?
Haven't crunched the numbers yet, but fuckloads.
Fuckloads? Sounds good.
Oh. Jones deal done.
Paul Jones. Never a good window when you sell household names and get in an unknown teenager called Paul Jones.
Aye. Fuck me, who's calling now?
It's my alarm. Window's closed.
Time to go home.
Ugh, I can't believe I get to sleep in my bed.
Why didn't you take the couch? I told you about 1,000 times.
It's a shame, really. It was quite nice spending the time together, wasn't it?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
You need to get a dog or something.
Well, I was thinking of getting one of those robot vacuums, you know, that goes around the house by itself. Just for company, you know.
Good God. Oh, for fuck's sake, KFC's gone to West Ham.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.